Well, the good news is the heat's working, right? About February, we'll be real happy for that. So a couple of weeks ago, I was cruising along at 50 miles an hour on Route 538 in South Jersey. And if you take 538 going south, you know there's only one place you're heading to, right? I saw this sign on the left, big bold letters. It said, "Blue Lives Matter." Now, most of you, I assume, who've been paying attention to the news for the last 2 years, know what that sign's really there for. Because in our urban settings around the country, people have been on the streets marching saying, "Black Lives Matter," to speak about the series of repeated shootings by police officers in different cities of black individuals. So the Blue Lives Matter was affirming that our police officers and those who risk their lives protecting our community, their lives matter too, in response to some of those tragic, unprovoked attacks upon police officers around our country. Well, it's true. Black lives do matter. And blue lives do matter. But in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight I want to tell you something else. White lives matter. Red lives matter. Yellow lives matter. Christian lives matter. Jewish lives matter. Muslim lives matter. Old people's lives matter. Terminally ill people's lives matter. Young children's lives matter. Unborn children's lives matter. Smart people's lives matter. Dumb people's lives matter. See, in God's eyes, all lives matter. Because God doesn't use the measuring sticks that we sometimes fall into. And the challenge for us who say we believe in God the Creator, who is the source of all human life made in His image, is to align our view and attitude towards one another with that same vision of God for whom all lives matter. Now take a look at that little Pharisee. That Pharisee was a good living man like you and me. He was honest, upright, prayerful, generous, faithful to his church. But he missed the mark on 3 points. First, he was exaggerating his own self-importance in relation to others. I count, you don't. Second, he was despising, demeaning, and belittling those who are not like himself. You're different, you don't count. But most of all, the Pharisee was totally mixed up and skewered in his understanding of how God measures us, what God counts as important in our lives. See, the Pharisee didn't get it. He thought Pharisees' lives matter, but tax collectors' lives don't matter. He thought good, pious Jews' lives matter, but the riffraff in the villages, it doesn't matter. And in that, the Pharisee was in sin. Because he didn't present his sin to God, he did not leave the temple justified. So I'm here to tell you tonight that black lives do matter, and blue lives do matter, and your lives matter, and my life matters. All human lives matter to God. When will we see what God sees?